And stay tuned right now for those two characters of many characters, CBS Radio's Bob and Ray.
And now Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network. Friends, we'll only be with you about 15 minutes tonight because there's going to be some demolition going on here at CBS, and we want to be off the air by the end of the show because they're going to blow up some of the studios and convert them, I think, to vice presidential cubicles.
We ought to send Baloo down there to cover that. Maybe it would be interesting.
It's a shame. We've had a lot of vice presidents. I had a Miller on the hall, and it's discouraging, particularly in the cold weather, you know? There's a draft right through there.
I know it. But they, some of the salesmen, look, we have a broken watch.
You have a brand new microphone today, Bob.
Yes.
Boy, it's a beauty.
This has been used by a great many famed persons, I'm told.
Really?
And I don't know if it'll make me sound any different.
I know my microphone has been used by Bob Pfeiffer.
Who's it?
His name? Yeah, sure, Bob Pfeiffer. And you probably noticed a different quality in my voice, too, from time to time.
So now I'm going to slip up into my normal voice, and I continue the program.
Just back down into your make-believe, will you?
Yeah, all right. I get down here.
Oh, well, now.
Pineapple Danish, pearl Danish. I got a bold eye. I've got French donut. I got a jelly donut.
Always?
Bacon powder biscuit.
I've seen it.
Beer sandwich. And beer.
No, not now.
Nothing, thanks.
Well, so long.
Yeah, carry on, buddy.
Let's see him again.
Watch the door. Oh, poor fella.
I haven't heard a sewer come through here for quite a while.
Yeah, they stopped them, Bob, because business.
Demolition, huh?
Well, there were not too many people wanting the sewer. A lot of the word of mouth got around that it was a big cheat, you know. But they really didn't see too much on the sewer. So
well,
they cut them out all
they saw the mail room and saw the sound effects. That's pretty good.
A huge picture of the founder of the network, Joseph Cabibbo, in the lobby.
And of course,
they put flowers, you know, under that picture every single day. Did you know that, Bob?
I know there are flowers there. I didn't know they changed them every day.
Maybe pink spotlight gives its light onto the huge picture of Joe Cabibbo. Who painted that anyway? Was it?
I don't know. It was
John Kingman?
No, I don't think so. But it was a contemporary.
Yes, it has an Oriental look to it.
Yeah, well, so Joe does.
Yes,
you know, I think it's a very good likeness.
Mm-hmm.
It was painted, however, when he had a lot more hair than he had the last time I saw him.
It was real bushy. Nice job. He made a nice network here, and we're doing the best we can to keep it going for him.
That's about all we can say for ourselves. That's about all anybody can say.
Look, when you say that you... Oh.
This is Sergeant Ben Royster, and this is your Army Amateur Hour, today broadcasting from the spacious parade grounds here at Fort Schilling, home of the famous Welsh. And I see our first possible candidate for the Drill Talent Award is ready, so step up, soldier, and give us your name and rank.
I am PFC Sherman Wepwell, temporarily attached to the Frogman Naval Command School, District 6, Fort Everglades, Florida, for special training.
Wonderful. I guess, as a frogman, you see plenty of water, don't you?
That's right, Sergeant.
Now, what are you doing here at Fort Schilling, Major?
You invited me to appear on your show, Sergeant.
Well, after a trip as long as the one you took, I hope you have talent. Just what talent do you have, Corporal?
Well, in my barracks, I'm known as the singing word artist. I can make up a tune to anything that appears in the newspaper.
Oh, well, then, of course, you need a newspaper for that, huh?
Right, Sergeant. I've got one here with me.
All right, Sergeant. Here is PFC Sherman Wepwell in a singing newspaper rendition.
Milton Crocker, age 38, was a sadder but wiser man today. In the early morning hours, Crocker's dog, Meanie,
left his master's home to make a tour of the neighborhood. What Crocker didn't know was that unbeknownst to him, there was a...
All right. Very good. Very good indeed. Does that mean I'll make the semifinals in the quest of for the coveted drill talent award?
Well, it all depends on the newspaper story you pick, Corporal. I didn't like the one you just did, but I do like your style, so you never can tell. You may make it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, I see our next contestant approaching the stage, and my card informs me that he's a member of the military police. Step up to your soldier and tell us where you're from.
I'm Lieutenant Gordon Cozy, attending the Armed Riot School here at Fort Chilling.
Well, I guess there's plenty to learn in your field, isn't there, Lieutenant?
Well, with maintenance of law and order, there's always...
Where's your permanent station, Captain?
Fort Sumter is my home base, but...
That's a very popular fort, Major.
Yes, it is.
What are you going to do here on our very stage, Corporal?
Well, I suppose you've noticed this little model warship equipped with wheels, which I have with me, Sergeant.
Yes, it has a sail on it, too, I see. It's not a very faithful model, Private. What are you going to do with it?
Well, after I set her down on stage here, I'm going to get right close to her and whistle anchors away into her sails. Now, you'd be surprised at the realistic effect you get.
All right, then, here is Lieutenant Gordon Cozy whistling anchors away from a low position to propel a model warship. Can you get the model ship prepared in time for our semifinals to be held October 13th at the Wexler Military Academy?
I don't see why not, Sergeant.
Wonderful. We'll see you and a host of other talented military personnel at that time. Now, this is Sergeant Ken Royster bidding you goodbye from the spacious parade grounds here at Fort Chilling, home of the famous club.
It's time out now to remind everybody about CBS Radio's Sports Time with Phil Rizzuto.
Remember the other night he was talking about the U.S. champion Russian roulette team?
Fred, I missed hearing that one. How many are on that team?
It varies all the time.
Yeah.
Phil said they call themselves the Blue Bay Packers.
What do they pack?
45.
Phil said that?
Well, it was a little static that night. I think
Sports Time with Phil Rizzuto each evening except Sunday on CBS Radio. Gee willikers.
Well, why is he off Sunday?
Probably busy reading the sports section.
Holy cow! What a play! Jiminy! Boy, gee whiz!
Ray, I wonder if you would escort our Good Neighbor Award winner for December 1959 to our microphone. As we present the first award from the Bob and Ray Good Neighbor Association, the first award for the year 1960. And she is a lovely little lady whose name is
Mrs. Bertha Coburn.
I wonder if you'd speak up just a little bit, Mrs. Coburn. We want to hear every word you have and every bit of your Good Neighbor story, telling us just how you came to be picked as Good Neighbor.
Well, it started on the 15th of December. Well, maybe closer to the 12th, I forget.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting along now, and my memory isn't so good.
You're in your dotage, actually, aren't you?
Well, I like to sit in my front window in an afternoon, watching life pass by.
By your window, we would hold that. Well, now, you were sitting there sometime in the middle part of December, watching the world go by.
Yes, and I noticed a delivery truck bringing packages to my next-door neighbor's home. He'd ring the bell, and there'd be no answer.
You graciously stepped out of your front door and told the delivery man that you would accept the package for your neighbor, knowing that they would not receive it in time for Christmas if you didn't take it for them.
Yes, and he'd give it to me, and then I would open it, and I'd look at it, and then I'd check my own list to see if there was somebody who could use that particular gift, and then I'd send it to them to brighten their holiday.
In other words, you would take packages for the neighbors that were meant for the neighbors, open them, rewrap them, and give them to your friends. Is that right?
So they'd have a merry, merry Christmas. I hate to see anybody disappointed.
And for that little act of neighborliness, we want you to have our Bob and Ray Orchid as good neighbor for the month of December, and our first good neighbor, Winnie, for 1960.
Thank you, Art.
We've been very privileged to talk to you, and it always kind of makes us feel good and warm to meet someone who does something nice for someone else.
Ma'am, I think so, but we'd prefer to keep this water pitcher. We'll use it, and I know you may have a friend who'd like it, but would you put it back, please?
Yeah, I just thought my nephew would like that.
Well,
is that?
Maybe we can find one for you after we get off here.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now I'm going to slip up into my regular voice.
Oh, gee whiz, Bob. Sounds like fun.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe I'll slip down here. It would be very good if we could find out what we have in the way of time. Do we have time for Nicky Oceanic, the dance master?
I'm going to fix my
I think
watch
we do.
Here
he is, owner of the Oceanic Dance Studio. Nicky, I want to ask you first what you think of Fred Astaire's last television show.
Well, it was all right. So you mustn't forget he had a lot of other dancers to help him.
Well, what do you think of the new steps he created, the afterbeat? Remember that?
Well, for what it was all right. Actually, the afterbeat's no more than a single delayed tap. For example, lum dum dee dum dum dum.
Tremendously effective, Nicky. Have you come up with any new dance steps of your own since we saw you last?
Yes. There's one I call the Oceanic Rush. And it seems to be very popular with the students.
How does it work, could you tell us?
Well, the dance progresses in a steady advance, in a sequence of three. Left foot, right foot, rush. Left foot, right foot, rush.
Well, how far does a dancer rush on a step like that?
Well, I teach my students not to rush any more than 6 feet or so. Beyond that distance, the dancer isn't in too much control of his rush. It's a good step for exhibition dancing.
I see. Well, Nicky, have you been appearing on any of the local television shows during these past weeks?
Yeah, I was on one program as recently as last week. I was asked to be a judge on Martha Gould's Dance Fest.
Well, that's the show where amateur dancers are judged, huh?
Yeah, that's one.
Well, now, when you judge amateur dancers, what do you look for, actually?
Well, I'd say that ease and control is very important. For instance, in a tango, after a couple of shoots down the floor in one direction, is a very important sideways kick the man has to make when he reverses the direction.
Uh-huh.
The man has good control on his return kick. He's in pretty good shape, but most men don't extend their feet quite far enough to the side on that kick, making it seem a small and hampered gesture.
And as a dancing teacher, how would you go about correcting a poor kick?
Through a series of kicking exercises performed in a mirrored room so that the student could see where he was making his mistake.
Well, Nicky, you certainly know a good deal about dancing.
Well, it's all in my book, Wax on My Floor.
I didn't know you'd written a book.
Well, who hasn't? Anyhow, this book offers facts that may surprise quite a few people. Did you know that I was 34 years old before I began dancing?
No, I didn't, and that's going to come as a revelation to a great many people.
You know the first step I talk about in my book?
No, what?
It's the one that made my studio famous, the Waltz Indy, a combination of the waltz and Lindy. Blend slowness with fastness, the step for young and old.
About all the time we have, Nicky, and once more, would you like to mention your book?
Yes, the name of the book is Wax on My Floor.
All right, well, thanks a lot, and come back soon.
We have to run along right now, don't we?
Yes, so we'll be back with our parting words in just 10 seconds.
Parting words are simply these. I'll forget it.
Now, this ain't goodbye.
All right, Ray Goulding, reminding you to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott, reminding you to hang by your thumb.
Your March of Dimes dollars fight birth defects, too. This is the CBS Radio Network. Here in Houston.